Yes, it's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so some sad news. Hart had to call off their upcoming tour because Ann Wilson had something cancerous removed. She didn't get into specifics, but she said she'll undergo preventative chemotherapy and has to take the rest of the year off. Nikki Glaser, the comedian, her mother is apologizing for calling Julia Roberts gross after seeing a video of Roberts touching Travis Kelce's chest at Taylor Swift's concert in Ireland. Take a listen.
She's so gross.
Isn't that a little much?
It's weird. What is that? She's itching his chest. Why?
That's it? That's all you got?
No, it's so gross.
So gross. She's calling Julia Roberts gross. Julie Glaser admitted she should have used different words, while Nikki added it wasn't a very kind remark. She was a little touchy-feely. I said that too, so I don't know. I didn't call it gross, though. I just said it was touchy-feely. Martha Stewart recently discussed with Extra her upcoming 83rd birthday plans and her gig providing Summer Olympics commentary with guess who?
This year, I have a very fun birthday coming up. I'm going to Paris to do some commentating on the Olympics with Snoop Dogg. So that's my birthday present to myself this year.
I love that. Christopher Reeve's son, Will Reeve, will have a cameo as a reporter in the upcoming Superman movie. Will is actually a correspondent for ABC News in real life. Oprah remembers being fat shamed by Joan Rivers on The Tonight Show.
So we're supposed to be talking about the great success of this little talk show in Chicago that's beating Phil Donahue. And Joan Rivers turns to me and she says, "Tell me, why are you so fat?" On national television. And I don't know what to do with that. I just am like, I just love potato chips, Joan. She says, "No, seriously, shame on you, shame on you." She says on national television on The Tonight Show, my first appearance.
Ryan Reynolds recreated Taylor Swift's Evermore album cover. And now we're back to the rumor that Taylor's going to be in Deadpool and Wolverine. Is it true? I don't know. Speaking of true, Gru, Steve Carell and Lucy, Kristen Wiig are welcoming a new family member, Gru Jr., in the new movie, who loves to annoy his dad. Gru also faces a new foe, Maxime Lamal. Let's take a listen.
You will be the first to test our super serum, designed to transform you into cutting-edge agents. Or you might just explode.
I should have saved that for the dirt alert, shouldn't I? Anyway, his Maxime Lamal by Will Ferrell and his girlfriend Valentina Sofia Vergara are forcing the family to go into hiding. Detective Axel Foley, a.k.a. Eddie Murphy, has returned to Beverly Hills.
This isn't my first time in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I saw that. 84, 87, and then 94.
But this place has changed a bit.
What brings you back to 90210?
I got a call from Billy.
He's in trouble now.
Yeah, so did you recognize Joseph Gordon-Levitt's voice? He's a new partner. I don't know. He calls on Billy Rosewood and John Taggart. Taggart and Rosewood to unravel a conspiracy. So, and I got a dirt alert. Although this is not... This is more like a funny one. So Leslie Jones doesn't want anyone going, you know, number one in her pool at her house. So she makes people sign something saying they won't before she lets them in. Gotta love Leslie Jones. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except that's gross?